The power of the pen, illustrated in Judges chapter 5. The Old Testament book of Judges records a thrilling history of Israel's deliverance from Canaanite oppression. Their governor, Deborah, is noted for her military leadership and for her song of thanksgiving, in which she credited God for enabling the different tribes to play their part in the battle and for their sharing the view that national defence was a common responsibility. The tribe of Zebulun are given a special mention. The men of Zebulun put their lives in jeopardy, and included in their ranks were those that could handle the pen of the writer, Judges 5 verse 14. These were the scribes who kept the muster roll of the army and superintended the recruiting of the troops. Without them, Israel's war effort would have been shambolic. In the first place, this shows the importance of writing. God sets great store by it, and as a writer himself. He had nothing in his hand but his finger when he wrote his fiery law on the tablets of stone, the word of judgment against Belshazzar on the plaster of the wall, and the word of condemnation in the dust against those that had seized the woman taken in adultery. He used the hand of others to pen his written word, which reveals a great salvation found in Christ alone. Writing, in general, can be a source of great good. Those who handle the pen express, preserve and disseminate ideas which have a lasting influence. This includes lawmakers who ought to think carefully before formulating their directives. In Isaiah 10 verse 1, the Bible pronounces a woe against those who, quote, prescribe unrighteous decrees. Regarding the influence of writing, Edward Bulwer Lytton wrote, "The pen is mightier than the sword." Shakespeare enunciated the same principle in Hamlet when he said, "Many wearing rapiers are afraid of goose quills." So learn to thank God for good writing. And whenever you have to write, ask him to help you write well for him and well for your fellow man.